Kate kicked off her stilettos. The ceiling seemed to press down on her. She closed the curtains. It didn't matter what time she went to bed recently, she was always tired. She set the alarm on her mobile and stretched out on the plump bed. Her stomach began to settle at last. She closed her eyes. An hour later, she stood in front of the full-length mirror, refreshed. She smoothed the ends of her long, blunt-edged bob. Her naturally wiry hair needed to be washed and straightened every day. Perhaps she'd try a streak of red through the fringe next week. She rubbed thick medical-smelling cream up her arms, covering the patches of eczema like welts from a smack. When she left the room, the muted sound of a conversation drifted along the corridor. A casually dressed man was chatting to a maid. He wore white chinos and a faded denim shirt and walked with a familiar gait. It was as though someone had let go of an elastic band in her chest. It was him, wasn't it? For a second, she dared not move, waiting for him to turn so she could see him more clearly. She started to follow. The floor creaked softly beneath the carpet. He turned the corner out of sight. She hurried after him, her laptop case bouncing against her thigh. He paused outside a bedroom door. She held her key to look as if she was going into a room and stole another look at him. There he was, the hair shorter and lighter, possibly greying, the outline of his tanned face, the slight smudge of a beard. Heart pounding, she rocked back on her heels and reached out to the wall, clipping a print of Morisot's The Cradle. She straightened it up. When she looked over again, he had gone into the room, the door sounding a loud click as it shut behind him. Could it really have been him?